Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, when conditions are just right, the dark night sky can light up with a curtain or ribbon of green light waving across the sky. These are the Northern Lights. And Dr. Elizabeth McDonald is a space physicist at NASA Goddard, and she studies the Northern Lights, and she is the special guest at the Boise State Physics First Friday Astronomy Talk this Friday, and she's here with a preview. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon. I'm in Washington State, sorry.
Totally understand. You know, we can't usually see the Northern Lights. So why do they suddenly show up like they did a couple of times in the last few months?
Yeah, so that's actually because the sun's activity varies, and this starts at the sun. We live in the extended atmosphere of the sun, and every 11 years or so, the sun gets more active and sends us not just light, but charged particles and kind of burps out large amounts of activity that can make the Northern Lights extend much further south in the Northern Hemisphere mm-hmm. than is typical.
So you said about every 11 years or so. So can you kind of predict when, you know, we might see them? As I said, as we did, especially here in Idaho earlier this year.
I wish I could. I get asked that question a lot, but we actually can't really predict because there's a number of factors. So we know the sun will be more active. What happened back in May is that it gave us a lot of activity right mm-hmm. at once and lined up just right and really produced a large storm that was widely visible. But can't tell you when the next one of those could be. I can tell you the chances for that are, you know, up. But we definitely can't tell you exactly.
Yeah. But I know that you, as I said, you study the Northern Lights, and you have this really cool citizen science project going on, and really anybody can help study the Northern Lights with you. Can you talk to us about this?
Sure. About 10 years ago, I started a project for people to participate along with their photographs or reports of the Northern or Southern Lights. And the project is called Aurorasaurus, like a dinosaur. And we realized that especially in these rare times when the Northern Lights come down into the mainland US and even further south, we don't have, it's very rare, and people's cameras and even cell phones now can capture observations of these unusual aurora and submit them to our project. And all together, they really help us characterize such a large storm as this one that happened May 10th and 11th.
Oh, wow. So what was your best experience seeing the Northern Lights? I'm super curious.
Well, I think I would have to say this most recent one. Yeah. I have seen them all over the world. But I actually live in Eastern Washington and was out at Palouse Falls State Park, which is mm-hmm. a dark sky place, and the waterfalls and the insects and the birds and the Northern Lights all over the sky all night was truly incredible and different than it normally is.
Yeah. So I only have about 2 minutes left with you, and I know you'll be talking about the lights on Friday night at Boise State. What are you hoping that people take away from your talk?
Yeah, so I'll talk about research and how people have contributed to studying new types of aurora. I will also, you can sign up for an alert of when the aurora might be visible near you at our project, Aurorasaurus. And then you can contribute, and that helps create more citizen scientist generated alerts that are more actionable for people.
Well, I have to say, I think so many people were so incredibly just awestruck by the Northern Lights in May that I have a feeling you might be getting lots of pictures sent your way.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.